got everybody?
I think everybody who's going to be coming for tonight.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do a quick recap of where we were. You guys had gone back to Coruscant, had done quite a few different things, each according to your own whims. You eventually ended up attaching to the Republic fleet. Chris had accepted a commission as a captain over one of the vessels that's going to be going on the expedition. They kind of wanted somebody to be able to be a presence with the starships who was familiar with what's going on, because you guys had gone out as a very small group. Then you've gone back and gathered some support, and now you're going out in strength to confront what you believe is a much larger threat. So you've spent several days in hyperspace. You have arrived back at Ancyon, where you had routed the Sith commander from the garrison down on the planet, but likely not their presence entirely from the system. So you have arrived back in the system. That is where we are. Does anybody have any questions, any comments before we get into it?
No.
Get my.
What was our battle plan? Try and land on the planet, or go after the ships?
That had not been dictated yet, because you guys have just arrived in the system. So the current tactical information is what you see before you. You'll have to make your plan accordingly.
We have some sort of map that we're supposed to be looking at.
Yes, there's the Roll 20 map.
All right, I need to get out my tablet.
It will probably be the most important out of everybody for you to be on the Roll 20, though everyone else may find it interesting to follow the tactical situation.
I forgot about all of that stuff, so let me go get my tablet.
So where are we on this? Very bottom?
Bottom and center. The ship in the fleet formation furthest most to the right, the Nagatai, is the one that Vriss is commanding, and you are aboard.
Bottom center, like close to the green line?
Yes. Oh, green line, for reference, is the gravity well of the planet.
Oh, Thunderhead, did you have any music for tonight?
I do not. If you'd like to cue some Star Wars battle music, that could be appropriate. Get to see how these ships square off against each other. Vriss, are you still there?
I'm here. I just need to get my tablet on whatever site we're supposed to be on.
Roll 20. I have already taken enrolled initiative for the other... Let's see, how many other ships are involved in this battle? A lot. Closer to 100 than closer to 0, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of ships in here, but a lot of them are flying as parts of formation, so that'll help speed up a little bit. Chris, since you are the commander of your vessel, I will let you decide whether you stay on the initiative with the other ships of your class in the fleet, or whether you participate in a different initiative that I'll let you roll. I'm not going to tell you what the initiative is that your similar ships in the fleet are until after you make that decision, though.
I'm not in charge of the fleet, am I, or am I?
You are not in charge of the fleet. You are in charge of your vessel. You will take orders during the battle from the Admiral. but in the end, you are the one commanding your vessel.
I would like to roll my own initiative, then.
All right, go ahead and roll initiative. You get, instead of using your personal modifier, like you would in ground combat, you'll get a plus one because of the size of your vessel. Chris, do you have an initiative?
Yes, my initiative is 16.
16. Perfect. Alright, you arrive in the system. The fleet is in a good, solid formation. How many of you logged in Roll20 so you can actually see versus me describing it to you?
Logged in.
I'll probably be about 5 minutes before I figure out how to do this.
Okay, that's fine. As far as moving on Roll20, Abe may be able to help you with that, but let me go ahead and describe what you guys have. You guys are in the forward part of the formation on the right-hand side, the right flank. You'll see the triangle-shaped ships are the frigates that you guys, or that is the same class ship as you. The Onagatai is the forward right of the formation. And so those are kind of mid-size to small capital ships. However, generally more firepower than other ships their size. You see the larger cruisers, there's three of them towards the center of the formation. The lead center cruiser, when the Admiral is aboard. And then you see the blue ones down there in the middle. Those are the troop ships, which you guys definitely will be protecting, as those have quite a few of your ground forces on board and are relatively indefensible by themselves. So you see the triangle frigates are surrounding the entire fleet. You also see the smaller escort ships. The graphic a little bit kind of looks like a land speeder of some sort. Those are actually full squadrons that will be tasked different missions by the Admiral during the course of the battle. So, it's starting with the Republic Starfighters. So I've got like 6 pages worth of tracking all these ships. They can move 8 squares per action. Alright, so for the very beginning of the battle, go ahead and take it in turn.
If at all possible, Vol would like to operate shields if they would allow him.
You will have to ask your captain. Alright, so let me go ahead and let everybody on Briss's ship go ahead and roll an initiative. Briss, would you have invited anyone to the bridge, or how are you handling the bridge situation?
Sure. My regular original party could be on the bridge with me. That's fine. Right, unless they feel like they need to be somewhere else.
What I'm going to do to make this flow a little more smoothly during the course of combat is I'm going to let you all that want to participate in bridge combat and have a function there roll initiative, and I'm going to make that be a subset of initiative 16, okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll personal initiatives. We'll have the space initiative, and then we'll have the personal initiatives underneath 16 where the ship is. Go ahead and roll your personal initiatives and let me know what they are.
Alright, got an 8.
8 for Briss. Alright.
Clinton has 12. Although he's not going to be manning any stations or doing anything specifically.
Alright. If anybody would like to reorganize their initiative based on other players. For example, if you want to take and hold your initiative until after the captain, I'll let you keep your orders. If that makes sense. Chris rolled really low initiative, but it might be helpful for her to be towards the beginning of the order. If that makes sense.
Alright, Vol is right after her, so I guess he can keep his spot.
Vol, what'd Vol get?
6 initiative.
Vol got a 6.
Could I get either Steel or Duron to roll a d20 for me? I don't have my dice with me.
Rolled an 8. Probably should have asked Steel.
I rolled a 9, so...
Well, I didn't hear what Duron said, but I think he spoke first,
an 8.
So I'll go with it. So that's fine. So that's a 10 for Katiel.
Alright, anybody else rolling initiative?
I think that's all of us here today.
Okay. Would anybody like to hold their initiative until after Briss? That would be Kinzen or Katiel.
Kinzen might as well, since he's not doing anything specifically anyway, so sure.
Yeah, that's fine. She will defer to the captain, so she'll hold her initiative till after.
All right, good. The Orange Squadron. So you hear orders come over from the Admiral Esset. Snap to the corner. 16 times 500 is going to be 8,000, right?
Yes.
Trying to figure out where these, here we go. Alright, Orange Squadron moves out ahead to engage the enemy. They're all pointed sideways. The other fighters are staying closer with the fleet. Let's see who's next on our initiative. Alright, next is Derephon. I do not remember how I chose that name. And the Derephon is kind of maneuvering its way. It looks like it's trying to escape towards the border of the gravity well. It is not coming towards the fleet. It's kind of going perpendicular. And the enemy fighters are making a move to engage Republic fighters. Let's see, we have the Republic frigate Anagatai. Briss, you have, let me see what your movement is per turn. You get 5 squares per action, which means if you want to take 2 move actions, you can move 10 squares or 5,000 meters.
Alright.
Now, let's see, as far as actions go on your ship, you'll go ahead and give your commands, and then they will execute. Someone on your crew will need to be raising weapons, someone will need to be raising shields, all those kind of things.
Okay.
We'll select shields if you'll have him.
Yes, he can be on shields.
Excellent. Seeker, come along. We saved some lives today. Yes, sir.
Alright, Briss, let me make sure you have access to be able to move your icon.
Yeah, I'm going to need to move to my computer because it doesn't want me to use my mobile device on this Roll20 site.
Alright, now remember your primary target is the Darifon, which looks like it's trying to escape the gravity well. So you're going to want to try to figure out if you can cut it off.
Alright.
Although you haven't heard a direct order come across from the Admiral yet.
No, I'm sure cutting it off is too horrible. It'll probably move in that direction then.
See, 5,000 meters. I'll just go ahead and move you then.
No shots have been fired or anything, right?
It's
just maneuvering right now.
Right now is maneuvering because the bad guy is making a run for it. You're approximately 12 kilometers from the enemy fighters and 17 kilometers from the enemy capital ship. But you just moved 5 kilometers on your turn, so, I mean...
Alright.
You're a couple of turns away from gunfight. Directly maneuvers through it. Alright, the... Is anybody taking specific actions on the Anagatai?
Vol will... Captain, shields double front?
Yes.
Alright, and Vol will attempt to put into shield double front.
Alright, I'll let you... There's a way to do that in the book. Did you find that? I assume that's what you're looking at.
Yes, I just remember.
Is there a check for that, or is that just something you do? I don't remember.
I believe it's a check, but I can't remember.
Put your shields! I think it's under angling shields, if I remember correctly. Angling shields!
Yeah, yes, you're right.
I think it's something you just do. Doesn't look like there's a check for it.
Nice. So, yeah.
Alright, you guys got some extra protection on the front, then.
Quick question. What are the other positions that need to be filled?
Technically, all the positions are filled by standard crew. However, Captain Briss elected to allow Vol, for instance, to take over the shield's position.
Okay, in that case,
you have an extra crew kind of standing off to the side there.
Then Katiel will just stand by and just kind of watch out of the bridge.
There's a great view of everything in front of you guys through the front.
Yeah, as they get closer, she's just going to kind of like reach out with the force and kind of sense the movement of the battle around them and that sort of thing.
And what about, Kling's character?
Kingson.
Kingson.
He is a ground combat specialist. He is out of his element up here. So unless he's told to do something, he is just watching until they can board or get boarded.
Hopefully,
all right, then.
Hopefully bored rather than get boarded.
Hopefully.
Now, let's see. I can.
Hey, do you know where my headphones are?
No, I do not.
Cruisers are moving. The Admiral requests three of the frigates to stay back with the fleet, sending the forward three to go intercept the Darifan, and he's also sending one of his cruisers. Actually, the cruisers are significantly slower than y'all. After the cruisers, now the troop ships. I'm all gonna try to kind of stay with the cruiser. Sound effects are helpful there. Fighters are just about to get into gunnery range. Oh, just for interest's sake, if any of you are noticing that one of the transports is a different color than the others, that's because that's the one that you...
So we must keep it alive at all costs.
That would be nice. All right, now back around to the public fighters. They're going to engage with the enemy squadron. Let's see how that goes. Another one got a crit. Alright, the opening salvo of the Republic Starfighters, they all fire missiles at the Sith Starfighters, and you see a bunch of explosions. How bad they are here in a second.
Sorry, I missed part of that. Who shot what?
The Republic Starfighters engaged the Sith Starfighters, and they did an opening salvo with missiles.
Alright.
Seven is All right, a bunch of small explosions take place in the fighter battle. It doesn't look like any ships are destroyed yet, but you can clearly see that they have engaged with the enemy. Definitely trying to make a way from the fleet and towards the gravity well line. You guys can tell that it's definitely trying to make a run for it. Now let's see how the Sith Squadron does in reprisal. All right, out of the bad guy's entire squadron, they only got two hits on the good guy's ships. Republic fighters. So let's see how that happens. What damage they roll. Alright, the starfighters have both taken fire at each other, back and forth. The Republic fighters shooting at the Sith fighters and vice versa. Quite a bit of explosions, a little bit hard to tell from this distance, but it seems that Republic fighters have the advantage. Now, up to the Inagatai. Ready to be able to move yet?
I cannot access the Roll 20 site.
Are they able to help you at all?
Sort of. He'll have to move.
Yeah, we're currently working on it. So, it's in process.
You want me to go ahead and take that move for you?
Sure.
Kind of been headed in the direction of,
Roll 20 doesn't work on mobile device, so... Yay.
Yeah, none of your maneuvers are that complicated yet, so... and you are closing the distance. The Inagatai and your other class frigates are just a little bit faster than the Darafan. You guys gonna be able to... out into hyperspace.
All right. Anything else? Can't shoot them or anything from this range, can I?
Take significant penalties, but I think you may. I'm pretty sure you're outside maximum range at this point. You're about 11 kilometers away. But you're...
Okay, I'll have to hold off till next round.
Let's take a look at your starship weapons.
Quick question, Thunderhead. Yeah. Would Vol be able to... Do we have an engineer on board?
You have a whole engineering team.
Me?
Beautiful. Would Vol be able to ask the engineer to reroute power from the shields to the engines in order to get us a little bit more speed so this guy doesn't get away?
Yeah, you'd be able to do that. Shield station, have some discretion to be able to talk to engineering about the shield status, so that would make sense. But I would advise running that through the captain. Just
yes, that sounds to me. And...
Let me just give you this. It's on your ship really quick so you know what you've got to work with.
Okay, let me write something down. Hold on. Okay, I think I'm ready.
Your vessel size is considered large, which is a -1 size modifier. Or size penalty, I should say. +1 size modifier, -1 penalty. You have a maneuver score of +1 based on your cruise, your size modifier and your cruise training. You have a defense of 19, 200 shield points with DR of 40, so the first 40 points of damage are totally ignored before it starts counting against the shield points at 200. Also, your hull
Wait, what's
has,
a shield?
Your shield has a DR-40 and 200 points. Your hull also has a DR-40 and it has 300 points. And you get 5 squares of movement per action or 2,500 meters per move action.
Would you be able to copy that into Bumble? Or roll 20?
I can't copy it, but I can type it so that you have it for a reference that way.
That'd be great, but right now it isn't exactly necessary. One turbo laser cannon. It's a double turbo laser cannon.
Sorry, you have six of them. You have one weapon class, but you have six of them mounted. You have three forward, one left, one right, one rear. Turbo laser cannons.
Turbo laser?
Three of them fire off of your forward quarter, and you have one off of each of your other quarters. So you'll do best to keep the front of your ship pointed at the enemy ship, maximum damage. The turbo lasers get an attack of plus five. Do 5d10 times 2 damaged. Table 11-8 has the range modifiers on it, if anybody wants to look at that.
What page is all this stuff on? Just for reference.
Page number 214 is where your range modifiers are. All right, there you go. I think all the basic stats that you're needing for this engagement.
Thank you.
I think I needed to move the rest of the escorts.
Can we get a boost from those shield energy?
Lost one of my ships. Oh, there it is.
So, in order to boost the speed, we'll need to decrease the ship's shield points by 20 with a successful repair check, DC 10.
He can definitely make that repair check. And how much is that going to boost the speed by?
One square.
That would be one square per action, which would be two if you're taking double actions, move actions. That would definitely be useful in helping to catch this guy. You already have a little bit of an edge, but that would definitely help you get gauge quicker.
Awesome.
Sounds good to me.
Public frigates have moved, the cruisers are moving. And the transports are staying with the cruiser. Very smart. Got to move the... But the escorting starfighters are just staying near the bulk of the fleet. Your teammates seem to be doing adequately. Alright, back to the top of the initiative order is going to be I believe Orange Squadron is the one that had engaged. Over the right place and find it. Map's a little bit big. Alright, let me unhide some more of the map. There. Would you guys like, let's see, how many of you guys are there? There's four, I think?
I believe so. Pilot, Volko-T, Katiel, is her name? And Versatile.
I'm going to enlist you guys to help me out with Orange Squadron.
All right.
They're pretty well tangled up with the enemy fighters right now. And I need you each to roll 3d20 individually, add 6, and give me the results. Whatever order you guys decide to go in.
Fourteen for the first.
That total?
Do you want total?
Or, yeah, I need the total. Just give me the total.
So 3d20 plus 6?
Well, 1d20 plus 6, do that 3 times.
Okay, so the very first one, yes, sorry, that was the total. 14 for the total for the first.
Alright.
25 for the total for the second.
Alright.
And 13 for the total for the third.
Alright, one of those is a hit. Somebody else? You can go ahead and roll damage. Vol, let me scroll down to tell you what they're rolling for damage. They're rolling 3d10 times 2 for damage at this point.
So I put mine in the chat, but I don't know if you're watching that.
It would be easier if you could just call it out to me, the totals.
12, 17, and 15.
Alright, those are all misses. Alright, next.
I got a 23.
That one's a hit.
A 13 and an 8.
Those are misses. Alright, and then, Varys, can you help us out with the last three?
Yeah.
Chris?
Alright, is that an 8? Wait.
You roll a d20 and add 6, and do that 3 times.
Alright, is that an 8? And I got a 25. And crit, so a 26.
That was a crit?
Yep.
Alright, so we have 1, 2, 3 hits and a crit. For the first hit, Vol, I think that was yours. If you could roll 3d10 multiplied by 2.
Oh, 3d10?
3d10 times 2.
Awesome sauce. I already had a 19, because I rolled a 10 and a 9 for the first two. And another 9. So 19 plus 9 is 28, times 2 is 46.
46. We're going to take off 5 DR, that's 41. What's 108 minus 41?
67.
He scored some good hits on the enemy fighter. Alright, and then who had the next hit? I think that was Quicksilver. You got a hit? It's 3d10 times 2.
3d7. What is it?
3d10 times 2.
Oh, I don't have any d10s out. Hold on. Seventeen times two. Right?
Alright, so
3d10 times two, it'd be 17 times two.
Total 34? I just ran and grabbed a calculator.
If you can take 34 away from 116.
82.
Very good. And then Vriss, you got two hits. If you can go ahead and roll 3d10 times two.
Alright, got a 1 and a 6, so 7, 14.
And then one more, d10.
Oh, 3? Oh. Alright, so a 3, so a total of 10. So 20... 20?
What do you have for a total damage? 3d10 times 2?
20.
20 total?
Yeah.
So 3d10 got a total of 10?
Yeah.
Times 2 is 20?
Yes.
Okay.
Does the crit count for anything?
Yes, it does score damage on the enemy ship. Alright, now, so I need you to do 3d10 times 2 and then multiply it by 2.
Again?
Yeah, 3d10 times 2.
Okay.
And then whatever that is, multiply that by 2.
All right, 7, so 14.
And then multiply it by 2 again for 28?
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. Thunderhead, another quick question.
Yeah.
With regards to rerouting power, is there a maximum number of times you can reroute power? For example, it says you can either... remove power from one system and then add it to another one, but nothing says that you can't remove it from multiple systems and add it to the same system.
What systems are you trying to rob?
For example, I'm thinking of temporarily disabling the hyperdrive since we're not making the jump out of here immediately.
May not want to risk that.
And I guess the second
Any systems that you would want to disable, I'd run past the captain, but realize this is also a capital ship, not somebody's freighter. You'll want to be careful with how much you use that. We'll just put it that way. And when you've got a large vessel in combat, you have to be a little bit more conservative. You can't fly a frigate like you can a starfighter, for example.
Fair enough.
So,
would I be able to decrease the shield points again to add more speed? So, essentially reducing the shield points by 40 in order to gain two
This I will leave to the captain's discretion. You already did it once, I believe, right?
Yes.
I don't think we actually applied that, so I think I need to move you two more squares.
That would be awesome.
Here is the Nagatai. So you really have to ask yourself, is it worth the loss in shield points when you're fixing to get into a battle? The recharge rate, somebody count how many rounds that were in combat. I'm going to assume that you're doing your checks to be able to restore shields.
Oh, yeah.
You get, and the size of your ship, you get +8 per minute if you're doing that check.
plus eight per minute?
Per minute. So every 10 rounds, you get plus 8 shield points if you're doing the check that gives you back shield points. There's a computer use check to give you shield points back.
There is, but I believe we're on a capital ship.
Yeah.
I believe you can make a check, and if you roll a 10, you get 1d10 back. 15 to 19, 2d10, etc.
What page are you on?
I'm on page 225.
I was looking at it the other day, and that's what I found, but let me see. 225. Okay, I hadn't... Gunner Commander, Sensor Operator, Rerouting Power, Shield Operator. Oh, good. Is that every turn, or...?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
I was looking up, like, a base, probably for NPC ships.
Got it.
Was the table that I was looking on. So, that would have been kind of the default if no party member was running the shields. That's what I would have been adding back. So, it is very good that we have a party member running the shields. That's going to be good for you guys.
Yes.
My
plan is to aid Seeker, who has a better computer use check than I do, to give him an additional plus two.
All right. Now, we had just finished the Orange Squadron, had again continued engaging the Sith Squadron. The escorts are continuing to keep a fairly tight formation with the rest of the fleet. Towards the front of the fleet more. Alright, the Sith Squadron. Now is when I need to, fortunately roll against you guys. You know, it's really funny. The bad guys aren't as good of shots as the good guys. These starfighter pilots mostly have pretty much the same stats as each other. So it's really funny. Out of the entire Sith squadron, they got one hit, and they got one crit fail. There's no visible, there's no visible thing on that. I'm just... damage they're going to do... Going to do some pretty stiff damage to one of the only one hit. Alright, the Sith fighters have fired. Now the Inagatai gets to move. As a part of that, Riss can give her orders. They carry out those orders. Then we can move. Shields. Alright, so Riss went, is the captain to give orders. Riss, any special commands this turn? Based on party discussion. You guys still there? I'm not hearing anybody.
Yep, still here.
Special commands. Okay. Cole, I think you were the only one taking action.
Hold on just a second. I don't think she can actually hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Riss, any special orders for this round of combat? Specifically, maybe to Vol, what he should do with the shields in his turn?
Alright, which dot are we on the map?
Click on it. Just recolor it. The pink one.
Alright, which ship are we trying to intercept?
Sorry?
What ship is the one that's running away that we're trying to intercept?
The red one that I'm pointing at.
Okay. And are all the green ones the good guys?
Yes.
And what? Which ones are the bad guys?
There's a bad guy one there. That's where the fighter battle is going on. And that's the bad guy capital ship there that you're trying to cut off and prevent from getting into hyperspace. The line, green line, is the gravity well. So as long, and you guys are on the hyperspace side of it. He's on the gravity side of it. So he cannot get into hyperspace right now, whereas you guys can. So if you can keep him on the planet side of that line, then he won't be able to escape.
Okay.
Why I've been kind of sending you kind of in a, this kind of angle, is yep. You're trying to, like, he's moving that way, so he's...
Yes, redirect power, more power to the engines, or whatever you're trying to do.
All right, will you go ahead and take that action, Vol, and see, that's going to be taking 20 points off the shields?
Can I do that? Vol actually asked one of the engineers to do it because he does not have the repair skill.
Oh, yeah.
I could do it then.
He can call down to the engine. Okay, Briss can call down to the engine room and have him take off 20 shield points to get an extra 2 squares of movement this turn.
Excellent. And Vol is going to actually roll to see if he can restore some of those shield points.
What kind of check is that?
Computer use.
Can I do it too?
No.
Yeah, I know. Total of 13, so that's a 1d10.
What's 13?
13 on the computer use check.
Oh, okay, so you succeeded.
Yes.
So
yes.
10 points back?
1d10. Just looking for my d10s, or yeah, there we go. I'll just use a percentile. 1 point back.
Oh man,
we're on our way there.
All right, so your shields are at 161 out of 200 is what I have right now. Now, as far as movement, Briss, are you in a way where you can direct movement? You have 6,000 meters worth of movement this time.
Yeah, I just want to keep going in the same direction to intercept the. Yeah, you could keep moving it, because I don't have my own computer. I'm just looking at aim.
10,000 meters is going to be firing distance, by the way. Maximum firing distance.
That sounds good to me.
Can we move and then fire?
Because you're such a large ship, I'm going to let the gunners operate, you know, on their... You know, you'll be using the gunners on the ship, yes. But yes, they'll have a chance to fire. So if you're going to move 6,000 meters... out there. I believe you're within range to fire now. And you're also more in front of his ship than you are. Now, you're going to be able to only use one battery, your left-facing battery, because of the direction you're going. You can have your gunners make one shot at...
Mm-hmm.
500 meters. So yeah, you guys are just within range. You're taking a minus six on your attack. So whatever
it's
your attack
bonus.
Something
Kinzen wants to do, is it? Shoot gun.
You'd have to get down to the gunner station, which is not the bridge.
Leave it to the next one.
Yeah, you'll leave it to the trained gunners.
Okay.
But I'll let Vriss make that roll. What's the attack bonus that I had put into roll 20? Plus 5, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah, so at minus 6 for range, you're going to be at a minus 1 on your roll. Scatter your lasers
11.
Across. 11. You make a light show, and nothing connects with the enemy ship. But it looks cool from a distance.
They know. Oh, we need business.
They know you
mean
business.
Know that already.
Okay. All right. Now did I already move the Republic? No, I really need like another bigger screen.
Dual monitors are amazing.
Well, I'm using a laptop on my bed right now.
that sounds like your problem.
Let's see. I think I already did. No, I did not move them.
I don't think so, because we're way outstripping them.
You guys are way out in front, so let's see if they can engage, get more into range.
What is the modifier that would be used to fire the guns? That's just a ranged attack modifier, right?
Yes. Some of you may be able to exceed the skill of the crew if you wanted to go...
Yeah, I have a very strong feeling of that.
Let me look and see what the crew gets for a bonus.
Kinzen technically has plus 7 to ranged attack.
Oh yeah, I guarantee any of you steps into the gun well, you guys will be outperforming the crew.
Alright, why don't you next turn or whatever, position yourself to the gun.
Yeah, if Kinzen's nowhere nearby.
That will take you a few rounds, but
yeah, Vol will
not doing anything else.
Sigh and we'll send Seeker into the area and have him connect.
Is it a war type droid?
It does have weapons. You are the ones who put it on there. And specifically stated no stun functions, so yeah.
So, are all the guns in separate areas, or are some of them accessible from the bridge?
There's 3 forward batteries, one on the left, one on the right, one on the rear facing. So, he will actually need to decide which battery he's going to go to. Presently, your left arc is what's facing the enemy.
He'll probably stay there for the time being in that case.
Since you're trying to outflank, you're going to be naturally kind of putting your side towards the enemy anyway.
Yeah. Can we slip?
Yes.
I think, and I leave this up to the captain, it might make more sense for us to slip sideways while facing our 3 turbolaser cannons at the enemy in order to...
I would need to recalculate your movement per turn. How many squares of movement that up giving you guys.
Let me double check.
Because yes, you can perform those maneuvers, so feel free to do that. If it requires special pilot checks, let me know what the DC is. Someone may want to take the helm if they're a better pilot.
Question. Because can the captain take the helm?
Yes, the captain can take the helm.
I can do that.
Because generally speaking, the crew of a capital ship is going to be used to driving mostly in fairly straight lines, making pretty basic turns. They know how to do their job, but they're not highly experienced, battle-hardened either. So performing more complicated maneuvers like that with a capital ship is going to be a little bit outside of their normal scope. A lot of your crew, this is going to be their first probably military engagement.
What? What kind of inexperienced crew is this?
Yeah, really.
Sorry?
So what kind of inexperienced crew is this?
They have been trained in the simulators. A few of them have probably seen minor skirmishes or have possibly had encounters with criminal factions. But most of them do not have a lot of military battle experience.
All right, whatever. I'm taking the helm, okay? So, thanks.
You're going to have a few old hands that are more seasoned and have some more experience, but the majority of them are... They know how to do their basic job, but they don't have a lot of added experience, so... let's see, whose turn was it anyway? You guys just went, the Republic... Frigates just went, the Republic cruisers are going, and then the troop ships.
Quick question. Is there any reason to keep this enemy ship alive?
That is up to y'all's discretion. The Admiral has given no particular order about his order is to prevent it from escaping. We'll just leave it at that. That's the presently standing order. Don't let that escape.
And this is the only ship? The only enemy ship besides fighters?
At present, yes. Alright, so it comes back around to the Republic fighters who are still tied up with the Sith fighters. Everybody to warm up their D20s again. Go ahead and roll your 3d20s and add 6.
First one was a natural 20 for 26.
Good.
Next one was a...
Hold on 1 second. Good. Alright, what was the next one?
The next one was a total of 20.
That's a miss.
Third one was a total of 9.
Alright. Right, and then next.
25, 18, and crit.
Hit, miss, and crit. All right, next, Quicksilver.
All right, just a second. First one's a 16. This is still plus 6, right? Yeah. Next one is a 15, and the next one's a 23.
That's it. All right, Bruce. Chris?
Okay, 18. And 12. And 11.
Alright. Alright, so first one, Vol, you got a crit, so roll, let's see.
Natural 19 on the die roll, times 2 would be 28, times 2 again would be 56.
Did you send times 2?
Sorry, actually, no. That's not right. Actually, sorry, 3d10 times 2, and if it's the crit is another times 2, that's a total of 76, because that would be 19 times 4.
That sounds better.
All right. So, the lead starfighter, the enemy formation, has been slagged into lots of little glistening pieces. That.
The fighter gives a whoop and says, "Yeah, boys, you see, that's how it's done."
All right.
And then returns to NPC obscurity.
Hey, you know, that was the lead fighter of the Orange Squadron versus the lead fighter of the Sith Squadron, so. He had got hit pretty hard with his ship, but he's still able to obviously operate it pretty well. I think Quicksilver, were you next, or who was next?
Yes, I was next, and I believe I have one hit that dealt 42 points of damage.
Good. And then, did you also have a crit?
I did not.
Those were mine. I was technically next.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and roll your crit then. 3d10 times 2 times 2.
So, my first normal hit was 48 points of damage.
Hold on one second. 48 points of damage.
The crit did 60.
Hold on a second. Oh, very good. And how much did the crit do?
60.
Nice solid hit there. You guys, the Orange Squadron is burning up the Sith Squadron pretty well. It's a pretty intense firefight, but it doesn't look like it's going well for the Sith Fighter Squadron. Especially since they're down 11 now out of 12. Seraphine.
There's only one of the Sith Squadron left?
No, they're, it was 12, and they have 11. They're down by 1.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's like been down 11. It's like, whoa!
No, it's not quite that bad for them yet. All right, let's see what kind of range he has on his guns, because he's probably going to open up on you.
Yep, we do have shields double front.
That will provide you a little bit more protection. That makes him 11 squares off.
We got to be careful about angling the ship. If it's double front and we're flanking left...
He just moved to be directly in front of us
now. He's passing into your forward quarter. And you're off of his right quarter at this point.
Right, just pointing out for future rounds, we need to watch where our shields are in regards to him.
That is very true. Now, does it just have the front? How many quarters does it have for the shields? Does it have four quarters or two front and half, front and back? How does that angling work?
This I think it's four. Let me double check.
I think it just has forward and rear.
I'll go with sides. That. I was looking up something else at the moment.
Which means that basically when it gets to the side, we're going to have to make a decision whether it's the forward side or the rear side, you know? And let's see what his range is.
It doesn't really say. From one arc, forward, right, left, or rear, there are four quarters.
And strangely, you don't yet have any fire coming from the enemy ship. So, with that, it is going to be the fighter squadron's turn. They have reduced numbers at this point, and one of their guys that's here crit failed last time, and that's going to have a penalty this time. How they do? Oh, one of them got a crit. Dude, another one got a crit fail? Seriously? Alright, they did score a few more hits this time. How bad it is. Well, they did get more hits this time, but they pretty much barely scratched the Republic Fighter Squadron. So it was still a good turn for you guys. They did have one heavy hit. Alright, Zeta Squadron finished. Republic Frigate Anagatai. How are you guys going to move? Are you going to turn into them and blaze away with all your guns, or are you going to continue to try to outflank them a little bit?
Can we fire and then move? Because I believe they're in our front quarter currently.
They are.
And
you can. Yes. Yeah. They're on your forward quarter right now. You don't have a player character in the gun pit. So when do you want them to fire?
Vol actually moved Seeker over into the gun pit.
The left side, I thought. And that was going to take a few rounds. It's going to take a few rounds for him to get there as well.
Seeker? He's right next to Vol.
There's a physical location on the ship. He's got to go through corridors in order to get there.
Ah.
It's not on the bridge.
I was not aware of this.
And as that discussion went down...
Which gun pit was he going to go to? The left, right, forward, rear?
Yeah, had I known that, I would have sent him to the front.
Okay. Well, in 9 more rounds, he can arrive at the front.
If it's going to take that long, it's... If there's someone already there, and it's going to take 9 rounds, and Vol knows this and things are moving that quickly, he would just keep him up on the bridge.
Well, you never know how long the combat may go, but, I mean, it's your decision.
Yeah, if he realizes that... If he knew the layout of the ship and he's like, it's not on the bridge, it's way out there, then he'd just say, stay nearby.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
What about the front guns? How far away are they?
Do you want to move in and fire, or do you want to fire and move to flank? Right now you're at a distance of 11 squares. You could move in significantly and remove a lot of the penalty. And if you're flying at him, you're going to have 3 of your guns facing. More likely to be able to deal significant damage. This is kind of getting down to tactical now for you. Sacrifice shields this time to speed, or what's happening with that?
All right, so yeah. We're going to try to maneuver so that our front is facing.
You really don't need, honestly, at normal speed, you could be the square right next to him, and then you could open fire.
I think the intention is to move this way to keep cutting him off, but to swing the ship around so that it slides sideways, right? So that we can.
All right.
Basically...
How's that going to change your movement? How many squares of movement are you going to get out of that then?
I don't know.
I believe one slip uses 3 squares, so if we start moving in a direction and then turn our ship in that direction, we would use up our last 3 squares.
Okay, well, you have 10 squares to move.
So instead we cut right in front of him and then use our last 3 squares in order to turn sideways.
So 7 squares is going to give you 3,500 meters.
Thing is, if we get too close to him, he's going to blow past us.
Exactly.
Then we're going to have to turn around to chase.
Exactly. So I think that spot is good.
Yeah.
Captain, who has capability of dragging that? Or at least highlighting that spot clearly again so that I can get it moved to the right spot?
What is it, like around here somewhere?
Boom.
And right towards the end, we're basically going to swing around, right?
Yep.
So our guns are facing.
Yep.
And what is that distance now between us?
1,000 meters. Squares. 6 squares is going to put you at -4 on your attacks. Right, but you will get three of them at a plus five, so you get three attacks at plus one then. Fire, fire, fire.
And how far away on the front gun? From where we are.
Sorry? You can roll 3d20 at plus one each for your attack rolls.
Vol is going to use his move action in order to set the shields back to full, because he has a feeling that if he keeps it to the front, they'll try and swing past them and shoot them in the back or the side, and he doesn't want that.
Now, what you could do with the gun crews is you could have them hold their attack until the ship comes closer within range, and then fire. Be able to...
Does a 10 hit it?
Negative.
How about an 11? 11? No?
Probably not.
I think most of the starships out here have a defense higher than 20. Yeah.
So how am I supposed to hit it?
Well, you're taking pretty stiff penalties on range right now because you're kilometers away.
And having Vriss use her? Vriss, what is your ranged attack?
What's supposed to be adding to this? I don't even understand.
So, as captain, what does the captain get to do as far as, like, So, as captain, you can make charisma checks as a move action. A charisma check, they'll get a plus two bonus to a specific crew member operating a specific system. So you could be giving the gun crew, for example, instructions to be able to help give them a plus two. Packs. That would require a move action from you. Ship is basically performing its maneuvers based on the helmsman. Whoever that is. Did Vriss take over as the helmsman?
Vriss is flying the ship. That's not.
Is that the helm right now?
Yes.
Alright, so her activities will be limited to steering the ship at this point. She's focused on that. She's not able to give commands as much.
Do I get to roll for that? Or is that
it's going to enable you to perform more complicated maneuvers like the slip.
So,
whereas your standard crew wouldn't be able to perform that maneuver very reliably. You know, you're basically pushing them out of the seat and say, here, watch and learn. Can't handle this gigantic ship.
So there's no way guns can hit the ship. Is that what you're saying? That's what I'm seeing right here.
Based on the rolls that you were getting, no.
No, I mean based on any roll.
So
what am I missing?
Versus thinking that she doesn't have any bonus to a ranged attack.
All right, so based on the gun crew that comes with the ship, they get a plus five attack. Their attack rolls. However, right now you're out of range. I mean, you're technically within range, but you're taking massive penalties on your shots that are basically eliminating all of your bonus.
Why is the penalty?
Because of how far away you are. You're over a mile away from the enemy ship, taking puck shots at it from a long distance.
I thought we were close enough.
You're close enough to start taking puck shots, but this you're not going to be as accurate as if you're up close.
It might be a good idea to have the gunmen hold their actions until the enemy ship gets a little closer to ours. When it tries to fly past us, then fire everything we've got at it.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, at that point, you'd probably only be taking maybe a minus two, because he'll be passing a lot closer, based on his current heading.
Yeah. Vol will, like I mentioned before, use his first move action in order to bring the shields back to all around, and then he will use his second move action in order to try and restore some of the depleted shields. With Seeker's help, since Seeker's not going anywhere.
Alright, let's go ahead and resolve that.
That's a 21 on the roll. So that's a 20 or higher, so 4d10. That's a total of 22 shield points back to the shields. And that ends Vol's turn.
Alright, so the gun crew is going to wait to fire until the enemy ship comes within range.
Question.
Yeah.
Could I use Force Illusion to make it appear like there is a second Republic fleet that comes out of hyperspace further to our right flank?
That is the exact same thing I was thinking of, but I just checked and I believe the maximum is 1,000 kilometers.
Right. Wait, 1,000 meters, right?
1,000 meters or kilometers?
I think it's kilometers.
That's a long ways.
It is 1,000 kilometers. And we're in meters, right?
Oh yeah, we're in meters.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah. Oh. And you're way within range for kilometers. That. Okay.
So basically you're gonna be your check is gonna set the will save. And everybody on the enemy ship will be able to do a will save for that. So
can I undo my last action then? Because, yeah, Vol definitely would have done that.
Instead of what?
Repairing the shields.
Well, Katiel is... That's what she's going to do.
Why don't you let Katiel handle that?
Okay.
Or unless they could do it together and make it look like the whole world was coming from that side. But that might be a little unbelievable.
I think... Vol is kind of designed around making illusions, so...
Well, he could always try it next turn, too.
Okay.
Alright, so she's going to make them appear outside of the gravity well, because they can't jump
into it.
You
want to just, put a ghost image or something? You want to, do a doodle on the map a little bit?
Yeah, I gotta figure out exactly where. Yeah, right out kind of about there. And moving.
You just want to kind of
that way.
All right,
it's
let's see.
The right flank just showed up, you know? Moving up that way.
Okay, is that about right? More or less?
Yeah, that looks pretty good. And I got a... Okay, so I got a 19.
So the will saving throw is a DC 20. And how many kilometers is that? That's within the 10...
Each square is 1.5 kilometer.
Okay, I'm having a really hard time seeing that close on it. Does anybody know how far that is from our ship?
About 7 kilometers.
Okay, so it's 5 vitality per round. Okay, yeah, so DC 20 will save. Question, would everybody on the ship get a will save, or would just
anyone who can interact with
deck?
It? So people looking out viewports, the sensor operators, etc. Well, the sensor operators wouldn't necessarily, but they would be able to confirm there's nothing there on sensors. But anybody looking out a viewport would be able to get a will save on it, which would as most of the what's the will save DC?
DC 20.
DC 20. Now I got to look up and see what kind of will save they're going to get. I had not anticipated this kind of tactic. I like it when you guys do creative things. All right, DC 20. Let's see what happens here. Well, I rolled a natural 20 for the captain. Sorry. Not buying it. He's pretty sure there's Jedi involved with this fleet. Alright. Might be able to try something else. Alright, and so you guys, the gunners were holding their action. Frigate's gonna move, and then the cruisers and the troop ships. You guys still there?
Yes, yep. We are.
It just got very quiet. Takes us back around to the top of the initiative order again. Everybody get their 3D20 ready again. Their attacks at +6. Roll.
Okay. Ironically, another crit for the first. 19 for the second. 15 for
crit
the third.
And hit. What was the third one?
15 for the third.
Alright, QS?
Only one hit with a 24. No, 25.
Alright, and then Kinzen?
23, 13,
23. Hit and hit, and then Bruce?
Twenty-two and 11.
Hits. All right. So first, roll. Go ahead and do your crit. What was the damage? 3d10 times 2, I think.
Yep. The natural roll was 13, so total is 52.
52. That guy's practically on fire. All right. And unfortunately for him, he gets hit twice. Got hit with a crit and a follow-up hit. So go ahead and make your next damage roll.
Oh, only one hit for me, as far as I know.
I scored you as a crit and a hit, based on the numbers you gave me.
Okay. Wow, okay. The natural roll for the second one was a 9, a 9, and an 8 for 26. So 26 times 2 is 52.
Yeah, he's slagged now. So a second Sith fighter has been destroyed. Off of their... Alright, and then who is next? QS, I think you had one hit.
He's in the souls. He will be right back.
Alright. That one. Then you had a hit.
Me?
Then?
Oh, I had two hits, 223s. First one was 56.
Alright, hold on a second. Okay, yeah, yeah. What's the first one?
56.
Good solid hit. All right, what's the second one?
28.
All right, and then Bruce, I had marked two hits down for you.
Yeah, the first one is 26.
Six?
26.
All right, what was the next one?
The next one is... The next one is 40.
The Sith fighter squadron is not doing so well. Although, there's at least three of their ships that haven't been hit yet. Is QS able to roll his damage?
Yeah, I got a 38.
38. This squadron is definitely getting toasted. Thanks to y'all's help in rolling well. Alright. The Darifon. Yeah, that's the next one.
Do we have tractor beams on this ship?
No.
Do we have boarding craft?
No.
We need to land on that ship.
Need to park a capital ship right on top of another capital ship, huh?
I will allow you to dock these vessels. All right, so the other fighter squadron was ordered in to engage. So I'm going to need a whole bunch more rolls from you guys for which squadron was that? Purple squadron. Purple squadron is engaging the Darafan. So, get 12 attacks at plus 6 each. You guys can each make 3 attacks.
None of mine hit.
19, 25, 14.
Right, one of those is a hit.
19 on the first. 14 on the second. 19 on the third.
Right, none of those were hits. Chris?
It is a 15, a 13, and a crit.
I think I only got one hit out of that so far. However, that was a missile hit. You guys remember what numbers you're rolling?
Yeah.
Missiles actually get a higher benefit. Probably the next time around, I'm gonna have them use the missiles because it's a higher bonus on the attack.
Nice.
But this time with the plus 6, that would have been just a strafing run. So one of them was a hit. Somebody roll damage for that, please. 3d10 times 2.
Are you talking about the crit that I got?
You got a crit?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're going to roll that one, too, here in a minute. But somebody else got a regular hit. I don't remember who it was. Somebody got a 25.
For I just rolled 3d10, got a total of 16 on the natural roll, so a 32 as a normal hit.
All right, and as they strafe the ship, they can tell it doesn't have shields, but it does look like it has pretty thick armor, so it looked like kind of a glancing blow. Let's go ahead and do that crit that Riss got.
Do you want me to roll for that too?
No, I've got it.
Okay.
3d10 times 2, and then times 2.
84.
Nice. Can somebody... Let's see. Let me do the math on this. That definitely was a good hit. Pretty solid on that one.
Did we damage any systems?
Let me look and see. Actually, that was a good enough hit and consequential enough. I think we do need a roll for that. There's a table in here for that. I think the table for battle damage, have to take it down to one half. Oh, wait, crit.
And do crits go straight to hull points?
Alright. I'm gonna go ahead. Well, this one doesn't have shields anyway. Need somebody to... I'll go ahead and roll it as a percent.
Hey, Steel.
Yo.
Do you know approximately what age Connor nets were made?
That what?
Connor nets.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Big electrical nets that you throw in front of starships and knocks out their electrical systems. I know it for a fact, it was an outbound flight.
Connor? How's that spelled?
This.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this outside of this era? I'll leave it up to the GM.
Who's the CEDF?
Grillion? KISS. The KISS Expansionary Defense Force. Or CHISS, however you want to pronounce that.
Yeah, I'm not going to have these deployed on your vessel, so...
My plan was, do they exist? I wanted to throw up an illusion in front of the ship showing a Connor net to try and get it to turn around, or at least not fly straight into it. But if they don't exist, Vol wouldn't know about it.
The CHISS only recently came into contact with the galaxy around the time of the rise of the Empire. So they are not... The culture that created them is not known to the galaxy at large at this point.
Okay. In that case, it'll probably just be flak or small grenades.
They may exist, but not anywhere where anybody you guys know or have contact with would know of, so...
Alright. In that case, it'll probably just be flak or of some such.
Okay. Alright, Purple Squadron has made its attack run. Now the Darafan gets to fire, and it is going to fire. Oh, let's see if it gets any hits. Got one hit. Probably not going to be good for the occupants of that vessel. Well, the lead ship got his shields wiped out, but he didn't actually take any hull damage yet. So that's lucky for him. Alright, as the Darifan moves past, I need for the forward batteries on, I'll even actually let the forward and the right side batteries open fire, so you'll get 4d20 at plus 5, I think plus 5. No, you're at the short range, so you get 4d20 at plus 3.
Still, you want to roll that?
Rolling what?
4d20 at plus 3 each. And this will be for...
Are we looking at something in the 20s?
Yes.
No, no, and... No and no. 19 was the closest.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you opened up. You gave a lot of good shots. You'll be able to turn around and pursue and be pegging off his backside if you make a quick enough turn.
A natural 2, a natural 3, like an 8, and then a 16.
All right, Zeta Squadron, the Sith Squadron. To continue firing at the Orange Squadron. Nope. Hit.
I have a question, GM.
Yeah.
When they were passing by us at their closest point, would it be possible to use move object to try to grab hold of their ship?
That would be a really tremendous roll, but yes, it's possible.
Could I attempt it as
a sort of a held action? If you succeed, you might die. I'm not sure. But you can definitely try it. Let's resolve these gunnery attacks first really quick, though, before I forget where I'm at.
What's the approximate size or weight of a starship like that?
Let me get back to you in just a minute. Shut up. You're looking at not quite, but pretty close to 2,000 metric tons.
Metric tons are 1,000 kilos? If that's true and I do my math right, that's going to be a DC 45 with a vitality cost.
Hold on.
And
Alright, I'm looking at 1.8 million kilograms.
Okay.
So how does that set? How does that set a move object?
So 5,000 to 50,000 kilo is 30. 50,000 to 500,000 is 35. 500,000 to 5 million would be DC 40, with the vitality cost of 64. Extrapolation of the table.
Yeah. So is that something that Katiel can do?
No, she doesn't have that much vitality.
You can power using wound points. The ratio is 2 to 1. So if it costs 1 vitality point, or let's say it costs 2 vitality points, you can power that with 1 wound point. I won't let you drop into the negative, but you can drop yourself down to, you know, you can drop yourself down to, I think 1, you'll still be conscious. 0, you'd be unconscious. So I'll let you drop down to 0, but not below. You would drop unconscious when you finish. I don't know if that'll help you.
What would the vitality point cost be?
64.
Okay. Then, yeah. And next question. Force points used by a force-sensitive person.
You're gonna get extra dice.
Six. How many extra dice do I get at level 6?
I really like the way you're doing this. This is gonna be pretty cool, actually, if we can pull this off. Level 6, force sensitive, light side. You're going to get 2d6. You're gonna get 2d6.
Is there a limit to how many force points you can burn in one action?
No.
By the book, GM can override it, but only one force point can be spent in a round.
I'm overriding it.
Okay.
At least for this particular occasion. What's your hit points getting dropped down to?
Okay, so I will be dropping to 6 wounds and 0 vitality. But without rolling any force points, I just natural 20'd on it. So
also by that the way, you have to declare your force points before rolling.
That's fine. Well, I was gonna throw 3 into it anyway, so I will go ahead and roll those. But so far it's a 31 with a natural 20.
Okay. I better start looking at move object, how you can manipulate it.
That is a total of 57 with a natural 20. And her goal is to grab the ship and make it stop. And if she can grab it by the engines, that's even better. I don't know if that would damage them at all, but if she can stop them at their closest distance to our ship, that's where she wants to stop them. And she did spend 10 wounds and all of her vitality.
You're level 6?
Correct.
Yeah. What was your final result on the DC?
Total. Our final result was a 57.
Oh, jeez. All right. Are you looking out the view screen when you do this?
Can I paint this?
Oh, I may embellish it a little bit, but we'll see how you paint this. You definitely succeed. All right. Let me describe the ship. Well, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Well, I will not describe anything to do with the ship. I will just describe its effect for Katiel. Essentially, standing there on the bridge, watching as everything's been going on, having taken very little action, noticeable action, as the ship approaches, she just closes her eyes before opening them again, and as she reaches out with both of her hands, bracing with her legs, she begins to shift into a almost tree-like form of herself, growing into a enlarged form with the arms stretched forward like big thick branches stretching forward. And as she grabs the ship, there is strain and popping and the sound of bending and straining oak as she bears the weight of the ship. And that's all that I will. So you can say what happens to the ship.
You said she was attempting to grab for the engines?
Yes, if she could have grabbed it by the engines, just because, you know, that might rip the engine out, I don't know, you know.
Can you roll for me a percentile and tell me the result of it?
I can do that. That is a 52.
Alright, as Katiel reaches out with the Force, arrests Zarafan by its engines, she did successfully hone in on that system. They're on the back side of the ship, fairly easily distinguishable from the rest of the hull. Grabs hold of the engines using the Force, and as the ship comes across the front of your bow, as your gun emplacements are firing at it and nothing's really hitting it, I think you guys get one hit on it with the... No, the fighter squadron got some hits, didn't it? But none of the Inagatai's batteries actually connected, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think they did. So as the batteries are firing, you see none of the shots connect, but you see a shower of sparks and small debris coming from the back of the Sith battleship. You see that the glow of the engines burning at full intensity flickers, and on one of the engines shuts out completely, and another one is flickering, barely hanging on. You know, it's still in power, but it's barely hanging on, you can tell. And there's a lot of small debris and sparks. You can tell, you basically just threw a ship anchor on the back side of the thing that it wasn't expecting while it's going full out. You know, it got to the end of the chain and it broke the chain, if you will, but it did some heavy damage to the back side of that ship, particularly from what you guys can see, the engine system, and probably some internal damage to the engineering areas as well. I need...
Did that shorten the amount of distance that it actually traveled?
Because of its inertia, not perceptibly, in all technicality, yes, it did. Let's put it this way. That shortened the distance that part of the ship went. Specifically, the engines and engineering systems. There's a lot of internal damage on this ship right now because you basically yanked a lot of internal structural stuff. A lot of stuff came unhooked from it. There's no doubt quite a few casualties on board this ship. I mean, you can tell from the damage that you can see from the outside, something bad happened on the inside of the ship too. Yeah. Because the part that you were able to latch onto, you were able to arrest. The rules say 24 meters. And so basically I'm saying that for a fraction of a second, you arrested components of the ship that did not go 24 meters that the rest of the ship did. More or less. I mean, it all coming out in the wash, the inertia of the ship ended up pulling it forward, but you broke a lot of stuff while it was doing that. I'm trying to figure out how to calculate that into damage dealt, because that's...
24 okay. meters is a lot of space for there to be a gap in your ship.
Well, and I'm not saying that there's a 24-meter gap in the ship or the ship got ripped in half. I'm more saying that components got yanked that hard, and they ended up still floating along, some of them. Some of them came off the ship.
How did the people inside fare?
Well, well, you guys aren't really experienced with space combat, but from what the outside of the ship looks like, I can imagine that it was very good for the people inside the ship.
Well, in any case, there is...
It kind of... Not exactly the feeling of like somebody crumpling up a pop can, but you kind of get the feeling that if you were inside of a pop can that somebody was crumpling up or shredding, pulling end from end, how would you feel to be inside of that?
Yeah, I'm just imagining a car going just, 100 miles an hour and going to a full stop. People inside have a bad time.
Or parts of it coming to a full stop briefly. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out really quick the damage that was just dealt to the ship, because I don't think in ordinary circumstances move object like that is going to deal damage, but I think in this case, I think it has to. So I'm going to... All right, I need for someone, I'll have actually Katiel enroll another percentile. All right. At this point, I'll let you guys decide what you do with this.
Board the ship, of course.
The Derafan slides past you with all of its inertia from, full flank speed throttle. The fighters up their mess. The fighter squadron is destroyed with fairly light casualties to the Republic squadron. The Derafan, on the other hand, basically slides itself to a stop just short of the gravity well. But as you're looking at it, do you remember? I assume everyone here has seen Rogue One.
Yes.
Yes.
What did they do to the Star Destroyer to make it lose power? I forget. What kind of weapon did they deploy against it?
Wasn't it just a whole bunch of ion cannons?
Is that what it was? They just ion cannoned the thing down? Alright, so anyway, kind of you get, besides the stuff coming out the backside in the engine area, in the engineering sections, besides the debris coming out of that sections, you see the rest of the ship kind of flicker out into lifelessness. More or less the way that Star Destroyer did in Rogue One. This thing just drifts itself to a stop Just short of the just short of the gravity well, just by the way. Which, you know, I don't know what that tells you, but this ship's not staying up here very long.
Did not achieve orbit.
Not achieve orbit. So, what do you guys do about it? It's a derelict now. Obviously out of power.
Yeah. Vol's
or shut down.
Vol's gonna ask the captain if they can let the rest of the fleet know that they wish to board this one. Get as much information out of it.
If you are able to successfully perform a docking maneuver on it, then you will be able to use the power from your ship to be able to maintain this ship's position. Ship won't fall back into the atmosphere while you guys are docked with it. You guys have enough power on your ship to be able to...
Awesome. Yeah, Vol wants information, possibly prisoners, you know. People to talk to, people to interrogate, people to find out where you were. Maybe we can get some of their battle plans off of the ship's computer, etc.
Katiel just wants some healing.
Yeah,
she needs to go lie down.
Yeah, she kind of comes out of her tree form, and you can see that there is blood pretty much from a lot of places. Nosebleed, ear bleed, pretty much all of it.
Yeah. Vol will get out of his sip and will say this to the captain as he's making his way over to Katiel. Because he's not going to let her die.
Captain Briss, Captain Briss, what are you announcing to the rest of the fleet? Briss?
We are about to board and capture the ship.
Very good. We'll take up a defensive perimeter around you. While you... Admiral gives you the go-ahead on that. Just as an FYI, the fan is slightly larger than your vessel. But you would be able to, your crew would fairly easily be able to handle a docking maneuver.
Katiel uses heal self on herself and gives herself 5 vitality.
Yeah, Vol's going to come up and use heal another. And then he's also going to use his med kit because he carries those.
At this point, guys, we're going to basically story the rest of this up until the point where we'll break, which we're going to break before we board. Anything else that you guys need to say or do up until the point at which we actually...
Just to figure out how much healing she gets before we're going to go board.
Yeah. Vol did not do well on the heal another check, so he's just going to use his med kit, because he's good at that.
Now, does this thing have a limit of, like, once per day or something like that?
Heal self does. Once a day.
Heal another, no?
Heal another I don't think does, because okay. It has a vitality cost, but heal self is free, so that's why it's once a day.
Good to know.
But at one point, that was...
It was hand-waved at one point.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead and lift the... on healing. Okay, just run your healing. If it takes vitality to run it because you're healing wounds or ability points, that, and then do the free vitality healing. So just figure out how many rounds that it takes you to do it and just heal yourself.
Yeah, Vol will aid with treat injury and a med kit. As will Seeker.
Kenzen watches. He can do some healing, but it's not something he specializes in. So since somebody else is already handling it, he's not going to join in.
While you guys take care of the boarding operation, Admiral Essett tasks several ships to head to the planet, set down their forces, and be able to make sure to take control of the surface as well. You guys have done well as far as capital ship. He's sending the bulk of the forces. You guys no doubt will be able to
Hello?
Questions? Hello? Last thing you guys heard.
Just that Admiral was sending ships.
Admiral is sending the bulk of the fleet to take care of the surface and to be able to make sure that the surface is secure from the Sith presence. The rest of the fleet is giving cover to you guys while you perform the docking and capture operation.
Yeah. When Katya comes back to consciousness, Vol will just be there and be like, hey, it's all right. I think you were the one who complained we didn't have tractor beams on the ship. You really didn't need to be our tractor beam. And he'll smile and say, but I'm glad you did. That was impressive.
Well, we couldn't let them get away, so I'm glad it worked. But I might not do that again very soon.
I would advise against it. Need help up? And he'll hold out his hand.
And she will stand up, thanking him for the assistance.
All right, let's see. I'm going to need all right, what I'm going to need from each of you, if you...
You guys want to go in and out now.
Let me know what your current level is. Go ahead and figure out the experience points.
I am currently level 5 with 1,402... 14,200 experience points. So it's 800 experience points away from going up to level 6.
Did you also want our experience point totals?
Yeah, that way I can go ahead and keep track of it to... like 9,900 or something.
Kenjin is level 4 at 9,900.
Right. Chris?
Hold on, let me look. There. Let's type it in chat.
Okay, good.
That's what was on my paper anyway.
Patiel?
I already put mine in the chat. Level 6 at 15,100.
Okay, cool. What I will do is I will figure out the XP and I'll text you guys in the next day or two. Start getting ready. Looks like probably two of you are going to level up. Kinzen, I'm going to go through my notes and double check to make sure you didn't miss something, because I really didn't think that was that big of a gap.
Well, he was a Padawan until, like, the last session.
Yeah. I think something may have been missed, so I'm going to double check my records. I may take a little bit longer to get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, because I know he was definitely having troubles hitting everything and dying every time he got hit.
Yeah, but I tried to make sure to give experience as long as people were participating, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm saying he was under-leveled most of the time, so he kept, like, dying every time he did something.
Okay. Well, I'll look at it. I'll at least by the weekend, I'll get you guys the experience. I'll text message you. I'm not going to do that tonight because it's getting late and I'm tired. But good job
that.
On the whole. I did not expect it to go exactly how it did. I'm actually very pleased that it did. I figured it would be kind of hard to stop a ship that's straight running at flank speed, you know, to get out, but you guys did it.
When someone exerts, what would that have ended up being, 500 million kilograms of force against an engine?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, expect everybody on the ship to be a little bit banged up from that jerk that they just received.
A little bit?
There's going to be casualties on board that ship. And some of the ship is going to be quite messed up. Some of it might not be safe.
I fully expect that ship to be painted red.
Well, it's going to be some anyway. But good job, guys. It was a good way to finish the evening.
Hey, I just got to say, that's dream come true off of the RP bucket list, is to grab a Star Destroyer and jerk it around.
What, like on the Force Unleashed?
Yes, exactly like that.
Well, and all right, so here we'll take you back. The reason that I was as accommodating as I was and trying to find out how to make that work, and the reason I was actually surprised that your character was able to pull it off. I think I did bend the rules just a little bit as far as like with force points or whatever, but generally I would rather be liberal towards those kind of things. But there is precedent towards yanking ships and like that by force users way back when, somewhere near this era of Star Wars time, there was actually a Kushaban Jedi master, I think, of some sort. Read about it in one of the books. It might even be in like the Jedi source book or something like that. There was a Jedi master that was actually a Kushaban. Any of those that are familiar with Iran a while back. But this Kushaban Jedi master actually took an attacking enemy fleet of many ships and used move object essentially to fling them several parsecs. Consequently, the Jedi Master died, exerting that much force power. But he did it and won a defensive battle.
Did he do that solo in that one?
From what I remember from reading the account, it's been quite a while since I read that account.
Okay, there's a similar thing with the Jedi Academy on Yavin 4, but it took one of them channeling the energy and like the entire rest of the Academy supporting him to push Star Destroyers out of the system. And the one in the center that was doing the channeling basically turned to dust when they did it.
So the lesson learned here is only do it with one Star Destroyer at a time.
Not a whole fleet. Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Don't get greedy now, you know?
Indeed.
Well, you actually did it in such a way that it had the desired effect and your character didn't die.
Hey, that is what it's all about. Living to die another day.
But I must admit, that was epic.
Totally worth it, for sure.